Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days like Cheeseball Day or worse, Moldy Cheese Day amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey there, Paul. This is your friend Brad. I'm talking to you from snowy, sunny Colorado. Somehow we're both of those things this time of year. So I want to talk to you about National Be Heard Day on March 7th. I didn't know what that day was, so I looked it up. I thought it might be about protesting or voting, but that's not it. I thought National Be Heard Day might be about podcasting, like getting your voice out there. That's also not it. It turns out National Be Heard Day is about...
Wait, hold on there, Brad. You don't get to tell people what this day is about. I do. As Brad said, March 7th is National Be Heard Day. What Brad was about to say before I digitally cut him off is that today is about small businesses getting themselves heard. If you're a small business, work on your marketing. How can you get more people to hear about you? Don't wait till the Saturday after Thanksgiving and put all your effort into only one day a year. If you're a consumer, you can support them by buying something. But maybe more importantly, tell others about your favorite small business. Write a review where people will see it, and or post something nice on social media using the National Be Heard Day hashtag. My main recommendation comes with a story. Many years ago, I went into a local store because the owner's son was giving out free rubber bracelets. I spoke to the son for a bit, got the bands, bought some beer, and went on my way. That son was, and still is, Gary Vaynerchuk. I can say I knew Gary before he was Gary V. In this episode, he takes questions and provides tips and strategies for small businesses. It's worth listening to, even if you aren't running a small $0 business like I am. My guest today is Brad Turner, executive producer of the new Back From Broken podcast. It's so new, only one episode has been released at the time of this recording. Back From Broken showcases courage and what it takes to come back from addiction, mental health issues, or physical ailments. Episode 1 is an interview with Anders Osborne, a musician from New Orleans who was dependent on alcohol for years, but who has created a network to help other musicians that are in the same situation. On a side note, I wrote about Brad in my journal. Wait, that sounds really weird. I wrote about Brad in Pod Week 3 of my weekly journal, where I discuss making this podcast. So how could I not have Brad as a guest? For our third recommendation, Brad recommends a podcast called Wild Thing, which is put out by a small production company in Colorado called Foxtopus. I haven't yet listened to it, but Brad says it's a wonderful series about Bigfoot, science, and pseudoscience. Today's extra hot sauce is me doing my part on this National Be Heard Day. If you like to sew and are near Pittsburgh, visit The Fabric Place. If you like coffee and are near Livingston, New Jersey, go to the Twisted Tulip. And if you have a beard or mustache, or know someone that does, check out the B&B Beard Company. Links to all three are in the show notes. My next episode drops on March 15th, which is National Everything You Think Is Wrong Day. All of my friends really need to listen to this episode. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in the show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.